Michael Harrison, the founder of Talkers.com, which is one of the greatest First Amendment advocates we have in this industry right now. Michael, as you look back, and we're talking about talk radio in general and the one-year anniversary of January 6th, was it appropriate, in your opinion, if you want to share, for someone like Sean Hannity to be in communication with the White House as the violence at the Capitol was unfolding? I mean, we in talk radio like to think we have a we all have a more grandiose opinion of ourselves and our influence than we may actually have as just glorified disc jockeys. But in this particular case, Sean Hannity actually had influence over the presidency, over the Oval Office, over the White House, and what was happening that day.
Sean Hannity is a historic figure. He is one of the most influential DJs, and I say that, you know, in quotes, one of the most influential radio personalities in the history of the 100-year history of the medium, because he actually was more than just an influencer. He was like a member of the cabinet. His influence over Trump was profound, I think that whether you like Hannity or not, whether you like conservatives or liberals, whatever your politics is, as a broadcaster, he is the quintessential result of the rise of talk radio, which gave birth to talk TV and talk media and the American conservative movement, not to mention a whole bunch of other movements. I hold Sean Hannity very high from a broadcasting industry perspective as really going way further than we ever believed anybody whose basic job was as a radio personality would go. And he's not a politician. He's not a member of the clergy. He's not elected. And he doesn't even claim to be a journalist. He's an entertainer, and he is a commentator and a opinionator, and look at how far he went. I find it fascinating.
And that connection, I think, even in that particular instance, exceeded the influence and role that an icon like Rush Limbaugh had in his role on the radio every day. Certainly, we miss Rush Limbaugh on this radio station, but I've got a lot of optimism about the future of talk radio and the audio medium, whether it be through podcasting or traditional broadcast radio, when you look at the new generation of syndicated talk radio hosts that we have, and people like Sean Hannity that have that kind of influence and reach on what's happening on a daily basis. I think Clay Travis and Buck Sexton have a bright future. Dan Bongino, a competitor. People like Joe Pax are the future of this format of talk radio, and continue to spread the messages and have fun and entertain people every day.
Well, I'd like to throw a plug in for you, because my job is to be aware of all of the people that are playing a role in making this industry vital, and you are certainly one of the rising stars, so include yourself in that list.
Look forward for the next year, and I'm sure we'll talk at some point. Maybe I'll see you in Washington, D.C. this year with the Fair Radio Row that we do in September, but as you gaze into a crystal ball of talk radio, what do you see happening? What's your big prediction for talk radio this year in 2022?
Well, first of all, the last 2 years have been like 1 year. They're all blending together. We're in an era. Right. We're not in a time when you can separate them. So I think that we're going to have a lot more of what we had in 20 and 21 and 22. Time seems to be going very quickly. But something I always say when I'm asked that question, and I'm always right, the biggest story or the big story of the year is something that's going to come out of nowhere, and we're not even ready for it, and it'll change the course of our conversation. So keep your eyes wide open, keep your ears open, because you never know what that next big story is going to be.
Michael Harrison, the founder of Talkers.com, the Bible of talk radio, and a tremendous, terrific advocate for the First Amendment here in the U.S. Thanks, Michael. Great to talk to you, and hopefully we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Scott.